93.7, the river that goes AC/DC, TNT, 8 o'clock today. We'll give you another chance to get qualified for that Harley-Davidson, courtesy of Folsom Rockland Harley. All you got to do, and it's easy. I mean, it's easier said than done, but just be caller 93-766-9370. That'll get you qualified. Today is a Tuesday, noon to 1. We're going out. This week's fair, tacos. Trying to find the best tacos in Sacramento. And each and every Tuesday, we'll change up the menu items, change up the venues. Today, though, we're doing tacos for a Taco Tuesday. Headed up on Facebook. You could have voted. Dana, where is it looking like we should go have tacos?
By far, it looks like Chondo's.
Oh, Chondo's.
Well, that's pleasant to hear.
And Dana was the one that threw the Chondo name out there. She said, oh, I've been going to Chondo's for years. They got the great El Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
She loves Chondo's, and it's right down on Arden.
It is.
And they got a few locations, but that's the one we're going to go to today.
Yeah, there's one in Midtown. They have a taco truck. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to Chondo's. How many tacos or different meats in burritos or tacos have you had at Chondo's? Have you tried quite a few items?
I've tried quite a few of them. I have not been brave enough to try some of their different meats. I like some of them, but
when you say different meats, are you talking about the hippopotamus or the rhino?
No, I'm talking about I think they have a cabeza taco, which is like the
head.
Yeah, the thin meat on the head.
Yeah.
But you gotta cook it a certain way for me to like it. And it's the same thing with tongue for me, which I know is gonna gross Joe out.
What do they call tongue?
Lengua.
Yeah, lengua. Lengua.
They've got a tongue taco.
Yes.
I can't remember if Chondo's does, but
lengua.
But I've had lengua and I've had cabeza and I like it, but I'm just scared to try it because it's definitely like a texture thing for me.
Yeah.
Man, when folks get hungry, they'll damn near eat anything, won't they?
Yeah.
Thin meat on the head.
Waste not, want not.
Yes.
I mean, you got to eat it all.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's great that they've found a way to do this. Tongue, I have tried. It's flavorful. But I'm back to Dana. It's not the texture. It's a little chewy.
Yeah.
It's a little funky. And then what gets in your head is that...
Oh, you're eating something's tongue.
Yeah. When you start thinking about you're eating tongue, same thing with tripe. You know, I can't do the tripe. You look at it looks like all this delicious top ramen. When you see it at the store and you're like, oh, it looks good. But then when you start thinking about, look at Joe. Turn around and show Joe.
Oh, I can't. It looks like all this delicious top ramen. Is it tripe intestine or stomach?
Yeah, it's all the clearish white.
It's the lining. It's not the actual part that touches things. It's the lining, I think, on the outside of it.
Yeah.
Why?
And it looks like spaghetti.
Why you need to eat guts of something?
Well, why?
It's actually good.
Yeah, it is good. But when you start thinking about, oh, this is a tongue I'm chewing on. There's a tongue on my tongue. Or, ooh, there's tripe inside my stomach.
Yeah.
That's when it gets weird and it starts playing with your head a little bit.
We got enough meat in the world. You don't need to eat intestine. I can't believe human beings would put that to their mouth.
What about this? If you think that's not enough, Joe, and I don't know if Chondo's does this, what about the old pig snout?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
If you go to the Mexican markets, you'll see three or four pig snouts lined up just like you'd see pork chops in a foam container, and they put saran wrap over these beautiful little pig horns. And they're all sitting there, and you take them, and what they do, you throw those pig snouts inside a vat, you fry those. And if you fry them when you're doing your carnitas, woo, you get a bacon flavor mixed with pork snot that you have never tasted. It is pretty good.
But okay.
When you think about you're eating a pig snout, though, it gets kind of creepy.
A little bit.
So
that's all weird.
Wait, Joe, have you ever had ham hocks?
I don't know. And
ham hocks are delightful.
They're super good. They're like the ankle bone on the pig.
Yeah, that's what
you do. Super
yummy. Your beans with beans and ham hocks. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, fantastic!
Yes.
See, now here's the thing. You talk about the dogs eat the pigtails, the pig ears. No part of a pig should ever be wasted, including the snout.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even the hooves. You find a way to boil down the hooves. You could eat those, too.
I mean, if there's folks out there that'll eat that stuff, they could have the head, the snout, the guts, and the tongue, and then I'll just eat the meat.
Yeah, you just want the pork chop.
Yeah, I'll take the meat from
and
it.
And again,
we don't know the rest of it.
They sell all this at Chondo's, right, Dana?
No, I think they have cabeza, but I don't think they have lengua or anything like that.
Yeah, we got to get Joe a good old-fashioned lengua taco.
I feel ill.
I know. I want Joe to try it.
No way in hell.
Coming up today, noon to 1, we promise we won't force you to eat any lengua You're not going to have any of the cabeza, none of that stuff. But we are going to be out at the Arden Chondos today, noon to 1 for a Tuesday. If you can make it by for lunch, we'd love to.